before people thought Spillsash was like maybe a company, you know, kind of untouchable in a way. And now you are like a person. Do you think now you're putting a target on yourself?
Oh my God.
Are there any creators like you hate?
Oh, I hate. Like, what the heck? That's one to hate.
Oh yeah. Actually, yeah. Speaking of egg, how does it go from like Jeffrey asking for your address to him like blocking you?
It just wasn't working out.
Why'd you guys break up?
Let's get into it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back to the Let's Get Into It podcast hosted by me, Sloan. Today we are joined by Spillsash. Hey. I am so glad to have you back on.
Jump scare for anyone that hasn't seen yet.
So Spillsash is actually Christy. Yeah. If you guys have not seen in her reveal video, definitely go and check it out. We will link it below.
I can't believe it. I can't process it. For context, we filmed it yesterday and Sloan was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was like, it was definitely a scene. So just so you know, this is Christy. Yes, are you doing your last name?
No. It's not really anywhere.
It's not a secret?
Yeah, I mean.
We'll avoid it for now.
I guess we'll avoid it for now.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Yeah, so.
It's the scariest.
I've known Christy since December 2021 is when we first met.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And then it was right before I moved to Florida, and then we hung out in Florida, and we'll get into more backstory, but I've known her for a while, and it's like, I don't know, it's like such a secret, so it's so weird to like...
I know.
Have you on camera? You're actually here as you?
I wish I could see it from the other perspective almost of like all my friends that already know and like have been keeping the secret. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how they did that for me. I love them so much, but that's just crazy that it's out now.
Yeah, especially, I mean, even credit to you though, you've been able to keep it under wraps. Like, I feel like you're so like private with it and it works out and like that's like territory I could not imagine, like if I was the one to like expose it, I'd be like, I would feel so much
guilt. Could you imagine?
I would run away. I'd be just gone.
And people thought it was going to be you.
Oh, really? Well, I've had this secret for a long time, so I'm glad that you're on here.
And you kept it.
Yeah.
I love you for that.
I did. I mean, there are some people who we like drunkenly told and we're like.
Yeah, we definitely drunkenly told people, or sometimes it would just like come out. Honestly,
but it wasn't really threatening.
No, but there would also be times, because I hated the question, oh, what do you do for work?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I went on a date or like someone on a dating app asked me, or even just like going out to dinner with my friends and like, you know, their friends would be there, or coworkers or whatnot. They'd be like, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, I would give a different answer every time. Like,
really?
It was all within the same lines, but
like what? Like, so like journalist.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, I'm a journalist, because that was like my history. That's like my past. So it made sense. It wasn't like I was lying or like, you know, trying to seem like better, or like whatnot. But that's what would, you know, come up. And then people be like, oh, who do you write for? Can I read your stuff? I'm like, oh, well, it's a little more complicated. Or if I'm like, oh, I work for myself or things like that. There's always like questions that follow. So I immediately am like, oh, what do you do? Or like something. But anytime it would come up, it would be a different answer. And sometimes I would be honest. I'd be like, oh, it's, I do like an anonymous, like Gossip Girl type of thing.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Dumois? And then they'd be like, no. I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah, you're going to have no idea
there
anyways.
There you go. I just have no idea what to say to you now.
Yeah. Well, are you going to say YouTuber now?
Maybe. YouTuber. I guess. Yeah, but I'd probably give like a little more context to it.
Yeah, you have to.
Because I feel like then they would like go on the page to be like, what?
Yeah.
What's
this? Like, where are you?
They're like, yeah, why are you not in the videos?
Yeah.
Or like, who is this voice? Especially if they clicked an old video.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Because so the channel's going to stay the same. Same kind of content every day, like daily news, gossip, YouTuber drama. But your voice will be... your voice now.
Yeah, I think it's trying to just use my voice.
What if you get like complaints? Like, even, where people are like, I want the old voice back.
That's what I'm scared of because I like the old voice. So I wouldn't be offended if other people also like the old voice because I'm really used to it and I like it because that's the voice I hear in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it sounds like because everyone
you've,
hears.
You've been listening to that for so long.
But, like, everyone hears their voice differently. Like, you know, when you like talk, that's like you sound like a certain way in your head. And then when you're recorded, everyone like hates their voice.
Yeah.
They hate the way they sound because it's like a little different.
Okay.
But yeah, so when I'm like putting that filter on, I'm like, that's how I sound in my head. So whenever I hear like the real voice, I'm like, who is that?
Yeah. It's just going to make life easier for you to like create content, right?
Especially on TikTok. Like, TikTok is so quick, and I would love to just, like, make stuff in the app instead of having to go to my computer, put the filter on, like, editing in
What's
there.
The filter called? Like, it's on...
It's called Monster in Final Cut. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And you put it on, like, low, and then, like, down to, like, 13%, and then...
Really? Every time you do that?
But I don't have to do it every time now because it's, like, I just copy and paste it. Like, copy and paste the settings. Yeah.
So if someone wanted to like mimic your filter, that's what they would do.
Monster. Yeah, pretty much. That's the secret. The Morgan Adams filter. Uh-huh. That's what they should call it.
So let's talk about the reveal because that video went out. It has millions of views. We're filming this like ahead of time.
It's
got millions of views. Number one trending. So
number one trending.
Why did you like decide? We'll talk a little bit later about like why you decided to reveal, but why did you decide to have like Manny a part of that moment? Because it is so big.
Yes. Okay. So we talked about this when I was on the podcast last, that I had recently thought about the idea of if I were to ever, and I really never thought I would. I think it was just like a little dream that I had, like, okay, maybe one day. But the stars started to align. Like, once, like, I met Manny and he agreed to that idea, it was just like, I just don't think I can miss the opportunity to do something like that. The first video I ever made was about Manny. So it made sense to me that it would be a fun thing for us to do together, for him to be in the video that I reveal, since he was that first video.
Yeah, and it's such a different video too, because back then you were not even using your voice. You were just putting text on a screen.
Just text on a screen to the two of us in a video together.
Is that video like live?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can go see it.
Really, it's like 1,000 views or like maybe even less, but it's just a minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Text on the screen of Manny calling him out for striking T-Spill's channel.
Yeah, which is like actually, is that your friend that you have?
I do love her.
Yeah. Okay, you guys are like actually friends, but we don't know who she is though, right?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you had Manny come on and it was really fun to watch. Like, I was literally there like stage dad.
Oh my God, like, I know. You have like so many videos on my phone and I can't even watch them because I'm like scared. I'm like,
yeah,
I can't watch it till it's like all done and ready and then I'll be good. I just need to see it like when it's
You don't want
perfect.
To psych yourself out. But it was beautiful. And he like had
imagine
you did your makeup.
I'm just like, revert when you don't do it.
Yeah. It was like your quinceanera. Like, it was like your makeup was like perfect.
No, he said wedding it was day. Wedding. He said it was wedding day makeup, honestly.
Wedding day glam.
I never do my makeup like that. I don't think I've had my makeup done by anyone since like I went to prom.
Yeah. It was a lot of makeup, right?
Yeah.
Like taking it off, what was that like?
A ton of makeup wipes and then like washing my face. And I was like, oh my God, do people do this like all the time? I'm just like imagining like everyone in Hollywood getting glam all the time. I'm like, oh my God. But it was so fun. I didn't want to take it off.
Yeah. No, it looked really good.
Especially the lashes because I don't know how to do lashes to save my life. So I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah,
and he was so great. I was so happy that he wanted to be in the video and just make it a full circle moment.
Mm-hmm. He was a good sport about it.
He was so excited, which made me like so excited because I was nervous. I was like, how's it gonna go? What are we gonna talk about? I wanted to get like all my points and stuff, but I also feel like, okay, I really wanted the video to be fun. That was my main thing. I didn't want to just reveal myself, and then it's me on camera talking about myself to everyone, just like, oh, this, I did this, and like, this is what my life has been like.
Yeah.
And all these facts about me, it felt like having someone else in the video, and then we're doing an activity mm-hmm. also made it more entertaining. Cause I have, there's like a lot to go over,
yeah.
I guess, like all this time, like trying to introduce people like to me
uh-huh.
after like, all these years. So I was like, how are we going
to
do it?
Yeah, no, and I like that because I feel like you don't need to give it all away right away. And, like, yeah. it takes the pressure off of, like, you. And then Manny's, like, been, you know, on camera for years.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. So, like, some people would say that you, like, chose someone who's somewhat problematic.
Oh,
and I'm not, like,
God.
One of those people. Just kidding, Manny. But, like, a lot of people think he's problematic because he, like, you know, is friendly with certain people out there, yeah. like James Charles and such. So
well,
do you, like,
talked about that. You know, he's been in drama and stuff, and obviously I made a video about him.
Uh-huh.
So that's like what started my channel. But I felt like I just really wanted it to be a full circle moment. It felt right.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted him to be in it.
Yeah, I think it was perfect. And it was like fun to watch. And
I feel like he had good humor and like he's funny and he's fun. So uh-huh. it was going to make for a really good video.
Do you think like, I think, I mean, I had Manny on my podcast, so,
yeah.
the like, you know, everyone loved it. So I think that everyone's going to love your video as well. But, like,
know.
Do you think there's, like, are you worried at all? I don't think you're worried at all, but are you worried at all that, like, you're coming out with your face for the first time,
yeah.
and there's some people out there who may think he's, like, literally the worst person ever? And do you think that that can, like, pull your reputation that you're just now establishing down? Or
I don't know. I mean, I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope people, like, that have watched my videos for a really long time would know like where my heart is and mm-hmm. like values and things like that and knowing right from wrong and like wouldn't think like I made like the worst decision ever. And I'm sure people are going to say something mm-hmm. like there's always people that are going to say something about anyone. Like I get hate comments on any video I do. Just
yeah.
there's always something that someone wants to pick apart. So I'm sure people will say something about it. And I'm aware. I'm mm-hmm. aware of that.
Yeah.
It really was about that.
No,
I thought,
because
I thought it was so funny.
Yeah. No, I
and
think
that he was so game because I'm like, that wasn't the only video I ever made about Manny.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he was down to, like, he said he's, that was the thing. When we were filming, he talked about understanding drama channels and taking accountability for things and that he's had people that he's gone to, like, drama channels and they've, like, told him, hey, like, you did this
mm-hmm.
and then learning from that and really taking those words to heart and growing and being better and stuff. So I think that's, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's full circle, but it's also on brand. Like, I think it's the perfect reveal. So I think A plus for that. We'll have
Yay.
To see the final cut. And
I can't wait to see the final cut. I'm like, oh my gosh. Cause I edit all my videos. But this one, I'm, like, scared because...
Is it going to do, like music in the background or something? Or is it going to be
Sure.
You're going to have a lot of edits, aren't you?
Yeah.
I want to see the first round, though. You need to share it.
I edit all my videos, but this one in particular, I was, like, I am so freaked out about it. I need someone else to do it because
uh-huh.
I needed to be perfect. Like, I needed to be so good.
Yeah.
And we talked for so long when we were filming
mm-hmm.
that I just wouldn't even know what to keep and throw away.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's a lot of pressure, so I think it'll be good.
I'm trying to make it fun for everyone.
Yeah. Well, so you've been, like, obviously in the YouTube world for a long time. I think it makes sense. They had Manny on. But there's been other moments, too, where you've interacted with, you know, influencers, and they only know
yeah.
you as, like, Spill Sesh, which, like, some people could assume that you're, like, a company
yeah.
or something along those lines. I mean, now we know it's just you. Really,
yeah.
just you.
Surprise. Everyone that thought I was a company... I wish, like, come on, give me some employees or whatnot to help me
yeah.
out. Everyone that told me that I was a company or it was a group of people, I was like, I wish I had an extra set of hands
mm-hmm.
because it's like me, like, digging for stories, like, every day, like, sitting at the computer editing. And I love it.
Yeah.
But sometimes when there's, like, nothing going on and I'm like, I really want to make a video right now, but there's nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wish there was, like, someone else, like, searching with me
yeah.
or something, but thanks guys for thinking I was a company.
A company. Well, you produce
the videos
so much
are
content.
That good. Like, wow.
Yeah. And I mean, I think also altering your voice in a way too, it kind of mimics that, like, electronic ish, like.
Yeah, the AI.
Yeah.
I'm a bot type of deal.
Yeah.
Someone, like, typed it in and I'm, like, robotically saying it.
Did you, like, go in with the mindset that you would be, like, anonymous forever?
I don't know. I
think planning this for years at this point?
Yeah, I've been plotting it this whole time. I'm going to take the mask off. It's actually Morgan.
Well, people have been talking about you, right? That also kind of prompted.
Yeah, I saw Trisha mention on her podcast. She was like, who is Spilzush? I want to know who she is. Mm-hmm. I was like, curiosity is still there. Because honestly, it's been a while now. And the Shane Dawson theory and Morgan theory had like floated by. Some people still thought it, and I would still get comments here and there, but I didn't know like people were still thinking about it. So I was like, okay, Manny just agreed that he would do it whenever I was like ready to do it. There's curiosity still. Mm-hmm. Maybe now would be a good time. And I'm kind of like itching to expand and do more. I feel like there's so much more that I want to do. And maybe like not on like the main channel, but the second channel. Yeah. Like I had a podcast at one point and I really missed the podcast. I don't know if I would do a whole podcast again, but I would love to do sit down interviews with people, or like deep dive with people and go to events and mm-hmm. interview people on the red carpet, because like those are things that I used to do and I really love them and I would love to get back to it.
Yeah. No, it'd be fun. Like, it made me think of, like, Ace Fest. And, like, imagine if we, went there with a camera.
We would have got kicked out.
Yeah, I know.
Because Rich Lux and Madcaster got kicked out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They definitely wouldn't have let us in.
But they would have banned us for sure.
So now you're, like, a real person. So these people who have, like, interacted with you or have known about you for years, they now can, like, look at Christy and be like, this is the girl to blame. Yeah. So like people have like messaged you before.
Yeah.
You've been around people like Tana. Like just talk a little bit about like, I mean, so Gabby Hanna and you, like she's like MIA right now, but at one point.
Yeah, she's MIA.
But she DM'd you.
Yeah. A while ago when she was in, I mean, she's always in drama, but it was one of the time periods where she was calling a lot of people out and she thought that I had made a video about her. And I had like made videos about her, but I hadn't made a video on this particular topic. And I think she had tweeted out something or said something that accused like my channel of talking about it. So then people were like, why would you do that? Like that wasn't true. And then she ended up DMing me and be like, do you want me to take that down? I'm like, I'm sorry. Like I just saw like thumbnails and just thought that you did like mention that or something. But yeah, there's definitely been people that have come.
Was it a good conversation? Was it fighting?
No, I think I was scared. I was like what is she about to... Yeah, there was a lot of messages.
Yeah, but it was good?
But, I mean, I would say it was good. I think the whole time I was scared, I was like, what is she saying? Because there's just a lot... There's a lot going on with Gabby at, like, all times whenever she is online.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I was just like, where is this going? And always expecting, like, any conversation I have, like, to get out.
Yeah.
So...
Where is she now? Do you know?
The last time I saw... She was doing something was she did a podcast, mm-hmm. like a couple.
Like just featured as a guest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting. They were in a sauna.
Yeah, I saw that. I think, did they have like.
Yeah, they were like in a sauna. And she said that she was staying offline and.
Probably good for her.
Yeah, good for her mental health. I think it's for the best. I think it's for the best, truly, because things were not good. She let that stranger in her house.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No. So weird. I could not do stuff like that. Like going to someone's house and record.
That was so scary.
Super bizarre.
But yeah, people have come into my DMs and try to like defend themselves about things that have come out about them or like tell their side.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So when you like, wait, is your Instagram going to be public now? You're Christy?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, but also I'm not sure if I would just like not, I feel like I'm not going to use it. I feel like I really want to use Spilly as my
like
name.
Like post your pictures
yeah,
of yourself on there?
Yeah, I think so. Cause it'd be like, you I don't use it anyway. Yeah. I think it would be more fun. And I don't use Instagram in general, like really hardly ever. So maybe I'll just like preserve that as like, it's private. This is just my thought right now. Who knows? But because I don't really use Instagram, mostly what I go on there for is like to keep up with people that I went to middle school with or people that I went to high school with.
Yeah.
So who knows? I don't know. Maybe just like keep it that way.
Keep it private at first and then just see how many and then like then decide.
That's what happened with David Dobrik's assistant. She was private for so long and then she went public.
The Natalie girl?
No, Taylor, the blonde one.
Okay, I don't know.
She's like newer. Okay. But she said that she decided to just go public and then would just like refresh how many followers she had like that day and it like glitched and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you could do like more. I mean, you want to do more personal content, right? Like TikToks or like Instagrams and like.
I mean, I don't know if it'd be like personal
or like but lifestyle.
I'd like, yeah, I like
maybe
show
just
myself
with your
more.
Face at least.
Yeah, I like post a couple stories like, oh, that's like who am I there?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably just use it how I use my normal Instagram. Not that frequently, but maybe I'll use it more now.
What about for like if you do like a tea update on TikTok, will you like show your face in a green screen or something or? I'm like, I want all the details. Like, am I going to see you like pop up and be like, oh, update on, you know, Ruby Frank.
Oh my gosh. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be cute. You should do that.
Yeah, I'd be down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Cause now I can, cause I don't need the filter.
Yeah. Well,
on
I
my
mean,
voice.
I just like want to see more of you. And then like YouTube, we're not going to see you still.
Yeah, I think like the YouTube will stay the way it is. Cause I don't want to like change it. Like, you know, it's like.
Yeah.
I've got a good thing going. I don't want to mess it up. I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to mess with the algorithm. The algorithm scares me.
I get it.
And I also feel like so much change, like people would be mad. Like if I had a favorite YouTuber or something and they just like switched up their content entirely, I'd be so pissed.
Definitely.
I'd be like, why did you? No. Oh my God.
He switched up really.
Dennis.
Remember
did.
At one point we were like, oh, look at how he's killing it. And then.
I know. Dennis was, he was on the top, like top of the world. I was like. Wow, he is going to hit a million. Like, this is, like, where I'm getting all my news is from Death Noodles. And then he wanted to be a comedian.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad that you're taking this approach because I think it's, like, a safe one.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's, like, change, obviously, but it's, like, you know, everything's going to stay the same. Don't worry, people.
Yeah, like, the main videos are not going anywhere, but new content will be coming. It's, like, an addition. Like, that's what, like, I really want. I'm, like, we're bringing more to the table, more content. Mm-hmm. But still with the same old.
Yeah, so you like...
But if you guys hate my voice, I'm going to put the filter back on.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, if it is, just do, give the people what they want,
the
you
Valley
know?
Girl voice.
Yeah.
So you think I'm from so California?
So you need a little monster filter on it.
Yeah, I know.
So you feel probably like, I mean, obviously re-inspired by this whole new change in this reveal.
Yeah.
So creating more content. Like, have you seen yourself being on camera for a while now? Like, are you comfortable with that? Or, I mean, at one point you did have a channel... Photography channel, right?
I did, yeah. I had a YouTube channel.
Did you show your face on there?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay.
They were cute. They were good videos. And
you
they got
post them.
Views.
Are they up there?
No, they're gone.
No? Oh.
Yeah, when like people were digging for my identity for like during the Shane Dawson time, I like took everything down as I was scared.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, they're going to find me. I don't know how they would have, but I thought it might have.
Yeah, come no, I get that.
Somehow in the Google search. But yeah, I had a bunch of old YouTube channels. where I showed my face and all that. And I had like collab channels with my friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We did like chicken nugget challenge. Uh-huh. Like we did all the
things. Type of stuff too. Just like challenge videos.
Yeah. And it was fun. Yeah. So yeah, the photography videos were fun. Those got views because it was like tutorials. Uh-huh. Like I remember I love taking pictures. That was like a really big thing. I feel like everyone that went through like that era where they were taking pictures.
Yeah, they were photographers.
For like Instagram when it first started and Facebook and everything. And then you like put these like sepia tone filters over them and like you're like so artsy. That's what we were doing. But
oh, after school, it's like, oh, do I do a photo shoot? Yeah. It's like, how many photo shoot looks can we do?
That was the activity. Yeah. And then we dump it all on Facebook in these big photo albums. I'm like, how did we think that was a good idea?
Are those things out there?
No.
No,
they're like all privated or deleted. But even like way before I started this, because I'm like, that was so embarrassing. Probably by the time I got to high school, I was like, get that off of there. I can't see. Like, I was like, imagine if boys like see this. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah. Did you have a moment where you like when you were doing YouTube and starting to pick up and you're like, okay, now everything I'm gonna like wipe myself from the internet?
Honestly,
did you
do it before? No, because when I started it, I just started it like randomly and didn't think anything of it. Mm-hmm. But then once people started thinking I was Shane Dawson or Morgan and they were digging, I was so scared. I was so scared that they were gonna like expose me, and I didn't want that. I was like, I'm just like a normal girl. I'm working a job, and I just can't. I just don't want this out there. I don't want this out there at all. And I also felt like at the time, I just would have been like embarrassed almost or something because it wasn't like that.
Was
big
it like TMZ or, time?
Yeah, it was like that time because I had started it around that time, and then I just was like, if someone finds this, I felt like the confidence that I had in the videos where I was being so me, it would just go away because everyone that I worked with and even like my friends and stuff, I'm such an introvert and I'm not like this like loud.
But you're not. You think you are, but you're not an introvert.
Or like, okay, maybe not to like my friends, but to people that I worked with.
Okay.
For sure. I was really quiet. I wasn't like on camera or anything.
You were like a tour guide at one point. Was that before
that? Yeah, I was. And that was so out of my character.
Really?
I was so scared. Yeah, I was a Warner Brothers tour guide. That was the first job I ever had in LA. That's what moved me out here was getting that job.
From Florida.
From Florida. Uh-huh. And I remember when they pitched the job to me, because I don't even remember applying for it. I think I just applied to every job under the sun. And I probably applied to a Warner Brothers job, didn't get it. And then my name was in the system and they were like grabbing anyone because they would hire in groups of 40. So anyone that they could get, they probably were just like, oh, you didn't get this job? Like, let's see if you want to be a tour guide.
Oh, really?
And so I got an email about it. And then on the phone, they pitched it to me that we would also like PA on shows like Ellen, Conan, The Real, they were filming at the time. And then there would be like random game shows that would film on the lot and you would escort like audience members to and from.
Yeah.
Or you would like.
What's a PA? Producer assistant?
A production assistant.
Production assistant.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're tripping me up.
I think about like physician assistant. Like, I don't know.
No, I think it's confused. Production assistant.
So you were that for how long?
I was only there for 6 months, I think.
And then you moved to TMZ.
Yeah.
Through it, like that company?
From being Warner Brothers tour guide, went to TMZ. Yeah, but that was the crazy thing. Well, obviously, I knew I didn't want to be at Warner Brothers doing that forever. But there was opportunity to grow there. Like, just being on the lot, you would access the entire lot. And people would come in all the time, or you would meet people that work there. I remember getting the phone number to one of the guys that worked on the show Shameless.
Okay.
And he was like, come to the office and like, let's talk. And I just thought like, some opportunity is going to come for me being here. And then also realizing, okay, maybe I don't want to work on like a TV show that only shoots like a couple times a year because that's not full time. That's not job security. And at least the job that I had, like being this tour guide, I was 19.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, I have like my whole life. But after a couple months, I got insurance. I was working like full time because I started on like a seasonal position. So then my insurance was through that job and I had benefits.
Really?
And
because you could still have your parents though, right? At that age?
Yeah.
But you got off of it?
Yeah, because it was like more expensive, but So I had like benefits and things. So when I got the offer to work at TMZ, it was going to be an intern. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I don't know if I'm going to have a job after this, but this is in the direction of something that I really want to do. Like I always wanted to work in journalism and I always wanted to work in news and I love pop culture. I don't even remember applying to the job.
Yeah.
I was, like I said, I was applying to so many jobs under the sun, like this whole time
period.
But then
like is it part of Warner Brothers?
TMZ? Yeah. At the time TMZ was part of Warner Brothers.
Okay.
So I think through the system somewhere, somehow, probably just like hit a bunch of buttons or somehow everything fell into place. And then I decided to go and do the internship.
And then at that time you started to create Spill Sesh as well.
It was like a while later. So I started working there when I turned 20 that summer that I was an intern at TMZ. And then I want to say like a year later, like 2018 December, that's when I was like home by myself. I had made a bunch of channels at this time. I still had the photography or YouTube channel at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started a food YouTube channel. Like I was making BuzzFeed tasty style videos.
Ooh.
Because before I even moved to LA, when I was still in school, I had made those like tasty style videos for this company called Spoon University. And they would post our like videos on the Food Network Snapchat, because Snapchat was like really big at the time. So anytime we made content, it would end up on that Snapchat. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so big. Because if I wasn't doing news, I wanted to do Food Network stuff. I wanted to be a chef. I love cooking. And so that was like, these were my two dreams. So while I was at TMZ, I was doing the food stuff. I was making food content, food videos, all of it, really hoping that it was going to go somewhere. And it just like wasn't taking. Nothing was happening. I was like, I don't know, like if I should be doing this anymore, and starting to lose motivation. But I kept pushing. I kept doing it. And then that December in 2018, I was home. I saw a drama video and I was like, I could do that. Text on a screen. The video that I watched was like text on the screen. So I knew I could do it. And then I just kept on doing that and I loved it. And then I stopped doing the food stuff and started talking about influencers. Because at the time, no one was talking about YouTubers. So I figured, okay, I could do this. It'd be fun.
Yeah, just as like and how did you create the – also, so December 2018?
Yeah, December 2018.
Yeah, I created mine December 2019.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and then I started posting like more actively like when COVID really hit, like February.
Yeah, I think it wasn't until like March 2019 that I was like really trying to do it for real, like take it more serious.
And where did the name come from?
I was just home and coming up with anything. I wanted it to like flow because everything was tea related at the time. So I was like, hey, like spill. And, like, I wanted it to be like the same letters.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I landed upon that and I like it because
how
like,
about Spilly? Like, where did Spilly? Did you make up that part or did someone else?
I don't know. I think maybe I saw it in a comment. Yeah. It was cute or like funny to just call myself.
Yeah, I think it's cute too. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see you. Like, I mean, because you've also been doing things like red carpets and interviews.
Yeah, that's like also while I was working, when I first moved to LA, one of my Warner Brothers coworkers, he heard that I had done some stuff before. Like, I'd worked at USA Today before I moved to LA. Like, that was my college job for like 6 months. I was remote writing articles for them. And he heard that I was into that stuff and he was like, I know this woman. She owns this website and she just like has people that are interested in doing like red carpet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She'll send you on location to different events. Like, it's not paid, but it's good for a reel. Like, she didn't really make money from it. It was just something fun that she had on the side. And then she would hire people, like not hire, but it's like a trade. Like, she gets the content and you get stuff for your film reel, your like talent reel. And so he put me in contact with her. And she would send me on a bunch of stuff. So I did that.
What are some people you've interviewed, like celebrity-wise?
Oh my gosh. Let me think. I interviewed Victoria Justice. That was really fun. A bunch of people from Nickelodeon. All the stuff that we would go to was really like kid-related.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much everyone that was on Disney Channel like 4 years ago, except Olivia Rodrigo, I would love to have interviewed Olivia when she was on Bizardvark. Oh my gosh, that would have been amazing because she's a superstar now. I interviewed Kristen Johns one time, her husband's Marcus Johns. He was big on Vine.
Mm-hmm. So is there footage of you out there on this woman's website interviewing people?
It's gone through like a bunch of changes over the years, but I know stuff is out there.
Yeah.
And then I think I have just random stuff. And then I started getting more emails from Warner Brothers after that where they were like, oh, can you come to this movie and this movie? And I was like, I can't because there's a strike right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, of course. Like, I'm getting these opportunities as Spilly now and not like for someone else. And I can't go because there's a strike. Yeah, you can't promote anything that's like in like with these movies coming out because then you're showing support to the studios and the studios don't want to give money to actors. And that it's about so much more than just money.
Yeah.
It's also about insurance and also AI, which is so scary. They want to put in something about AI where it's just when I was reading it, I was like, this is giving that Black Mirror episode that recently came out, and 100% they deserve rights to own any digital form of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about way more than money, and you cannot be promoting the studios at a time like this.
Do you like write a script when you make your videos?
Yeah.
Like, could you like just, what if you could just AI that?
I would
write the script and do the voice.
I would love to so just you're like, AI scary, my script.
But that would be great.
But I know I can't because it wouldn't, I just don't think that it would be as personal because
or your voice maybe.
Yeah, I write the scripts. I actually have a software for that where you could just like say a couple sentences and then it'll like voice automate, but I don't think it sounds real.
Yeah. You but, tried?
Yeah, I did. I had a test and my friend told me about it and I just gave it a little whirl and it just didn't work out. But
the Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Before, people thought Spill Sesh was like maybe a company or, you know, kind of untouchable in a way. And now you are like a person. You are someone to blame for something. If someone like comes across your video and you do have a, you know, an Instagram that people know, they're going to reach out to maybe Christy and be like, hey, like, I even feel like weird saying your name like out loud.
It's so a bad bizarre. Word. You're like, yeah, I'm like, scared to say
I feel like I'm like hesitating every time I say it. But now that you're going to have like, you're kind of like forward facing in a different way.
Yeah.
Are you like, do you think, I don't know, are you ready for that?
I feel like I'm not nervous about it because it's not like
I don't get a lot of backlash.
Well, I'm like, I feel like it's not like I never got hate before ever. Mm. Like every video I make, there's always something that someone has to say.
Yeah.
So I'm used to it in a sense. And I also just feel like there's always people that are going to come for looks and da da da. Like, there's always something that someone has to say, and I already know that. So,
yeah, how do you feel about the looks stuff? Like, do you feel like you're gonna be because at one point I think people thought you're like maybe a blonde, like white girl, right?
Even though my like profile picture is like brown hair,
so like, what do you think?
I know everyone probably does think I'm like blonde from the Valley Girl, like, you know, like,
yeah.
I think the only thing that freaks me out the most is like safety stuff because people are weird. I think I care less about what people have to say about what I look like more than looking into like me and like my family and stuff. Mm-hmm. That is like what would get me like really riled up where I'm like, don't fuck with me.
Well, when that happens, just call me because I have plenty of that happening. But I was going to ask you more about that. Like, do you think now you're putting a target on yourself? Like,
yeah, I feel like it.
Like, because
I'm like crazy people.
I mean, I think in different ways, like one, stalkers.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
Also, people can maybe, I don't know if they can cease and desist you easier, but now that they can figure out who you are.
I feel
like
people have attempted before, so
yeah.
I feel like they would do it anyway.
Yeah,
they
so.
They would have done it.
Yeah, I mean, that part's like a little bit like frightening, I think, for sure, that like people can like go after your family or your parents.
That's the part that keeps me up at night, mm-hmm. is the, oh my gosh, like people better not. Try and be weird. Boundaries. People need to know boundaries.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like, you could come for my looks. I really don't care. Whatever. But that stuff, that's like what would really get me.
Well, no one's going to get to you because you've got a huge gate with barbed wire and
barbed wire.
German shepherds.
Exactly.
Guarding the facility.
I have that beware sign outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should be. I don't think you do anything that's like, because sometimes like I can piss some people off. I think you can too, of course. But like sometimes I feel like I do even worse because I get so much passionate, like shit back.
Passionate.
Oh God, it's terrible. In the beginning of your video, actually, like speaking of, like I was there when you first met Morgan. We took a selfie.
Yes,
someone had like the editor put the selfie in.
Yeah.
So you met Morgan before, and you used her in your opening of your reveal video.
Yeah, I
mean,
did.
That's the plan right now. We'll see what happens. I think it looked really good, though. I mean, I was showing you yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, we did no other intro, so that's the intro.
Yeah. So, like, how do you think Morgan's gonna react to like? I mean, I guess all this is probably like somewhat relieved
because. We talked about it for a little bit and like thought about asking her to film a little something for the beginning. But then I was like, okay, like, no, like I already have Manny in it. So let me just leave it at that and like tease that it's like Morgan for 2 seconds and then it reveal that it's me.
Yeah.
I just feel like it would be funny and fun for people that have been there since the beginning and know the inside joke of that. For them to see that will be like fun and exciting because it's like funny to put it in. And when I found that specific clip of her, I thought this is perfect. It's so funny. She's doing this evil laugh. She's not on camera yet. I felt like I had to use that one.
Yeah. And it was like shot really nicely too. I was like, oh yes.
He killed it.
Yeah, he did.
Oh my gosh. Like, yeah.
If I did that,
Ryan.
Yeah. It would be like a big glare on the screen if I tried to do that. So I don't know how he did it, but it was perfect.
I know. That was amazing because that was the thing about the reveal. I knew I could not be in charge of doing that whole thing by myself. I never would have done it. Mm-hmm. If Manny had said no to doing, I don't know what else I would have done. Yeah. Maybe ask Morgan to be in it,
how
but
about James
I don't
Charles?
Know what we, no.
No.
That wouldn't even make sense.
It would
and
be
that
him
would just
talking
be so bad
time.
In me getting canceled.
Yeah.
Because no. But. I thought, like, Morgan, but, like, what would we talk, like, what would we talk about and, like, do? Like, we would just have to sit there
is she
and
a
be,
big
like,
makeup girly or no?
Not, I mean,
she,
yeah, she does, but, yeah, not the beauty
not
guru,
a guru
that Shane
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
But.
Is that Shane? Shane?
Well, he came out with that palette.
The best-selling palette, so I guess so. You must know something.
Palette.
Yeah, I mean, every time I saw him doing his own makeup, it looked, like, scary. I was like, I don't know how to do makeup, but I think I could do better
it
than that.
It was so bad. I remember there was one picture where it was like green.
Yeah.
And I was like, but the thing is, at that time, it was before him and Jeffrey were canceled. I was eating it up. Everyone was eating it up. They were like gassing him up so hard. Everyone said, oh my gosh, Shane, you've improved so much. Oh my gosh, he looks amazing. I probably said it looked amazing. But then looking back now, I'm like, jump scare.
Yeah. I know
what
we were
we
like,
thinking?
We were, but during the conspiracy time.
I was so
time,
excited for that freaking palette.
Yeah.
That
did
was
you get
the
it?
Time. Yeah.
Of course.
Oh my gosh. I remember, I think that was the first time the first and only time I ever went to the Morphe store.
Oh, really?
Was to get that palette. Shane had put Drama Channels in the, like, on the PR list and Jeffrey too. Like, they were sending Drama Channels the palette.
Yeah.
But the one that I got was cracked. And then I remember Jeffrey was saying that he was going to send me one. And then he, like, asked me for my address. And I actually gave it to him.
Yeah.
I actually gave it to him. But I never got it.
Oh, really?
And I never got it.
So, but then how does it go from, like, Jeffrey asking for your address to him, like, blocking you? Like, what happened with...
I had made a video talking about the stuff that was then coming out about Jeffrey.
Mm.
The Insider article. Because that stuff was... very dark, like a lot of censoring in that video, a lot of trigger warnings.
What was the accusations
he had,
again? Like
he had tased someone. I don't remember exactly, but
someone.
I remember that there was like a taser involved.
Oh God.
Things like that. Things. It was just not good.
Yeah.
Drugs. Things like that. I made a video talking about it, and that's when he blocked me because I was talking about the accusations that were coming out about him.
Do you feel like now that you are revealing yourself that you have like a new relationship to build with these people, like kind of like it's a fresh start? Like
I'm not about to be like Jeffrey.
Yeah.
No, I feel like everything stays the same. Like mm-hmm. my stance isn't going away because now they know who I am. I'm not like, oh my God, they know what I look like now. I can't talk about no.
Well, what? So Shane. Are you on, I mean, would you go on his podcast?
Oh my God. Yeah, let's talk about your past. Like, let's talk about all that stuff.
You would, yeah.
I feel like,
but it's not about
me. I wouldn't go on and, like, you know, kumbaya by the campfire. I would not be roasting marshmallows with him, you know, having the best time of my life.
Yeah.
But I would definitely want to talk about, like, the serious stuff.
What if he invited you on, like, for your reveal?
Oh my gosh.
Like, and then he, like, and then
that's
you
like
are,
a full circle
and then you
moment.
Like roll up and you're like, hey, actually,
I think that's like a really good question though, because obviously there's been a lot that's gone on with Shane.
Yeah.
He's been so problematic. Like, there's been some very bad videos about him, or like that he's made out there. I don't think that the stance on that changes. Nothing can, like, you know, make that right. But he's in a new era now.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still, like, thinks the way that he used to in those videos. Yeah, he's having two. They're having twins.
Wow.
Twin boys.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if, you know, he's changed as a person or he's just, like, not making content like that anymore. But I would be interested in having a conversation with him. I don't know about, like, you know, I wouldn't want to. I would be like, canceled. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. And I don't want to associate with people that are making negative content like or like have. Yeah. I mean, obviously people can change. Yes. But we could have a conversation about it. I would be open to hearing, like, I feel like that's a good video, though, is
good,
like,
content.
A conversation with Shane Dawson. Let's talk about the past. But that's the thing. When you go on people's podcasts, a lot of the time, you don't want to talk about the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he's not going to want to sit there and talk about the past. Like, No way he's going to agree to that. I would want to ask the questions. Let him be like, why did you make this specific video with Shanae? Or what made you want to draw her eyebrow like that and talk like that?
Yeah.
Where did you learn that from?
A lot of people assume that creators like us, we hate the people we talk about.
Yeah.
Is there any creators like you hate or you don't even like talking about that you just like end up talking about?
That's a good one. I don't think there's anyone that I hate. Like,
yeah.
That's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
To really hate
someone. Especially
in
like a work, like this is our job too, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't think I hate anyone. Obviously, just people I don't like or people that
like
I don't love that they've done stuff.
Is there anyone that like it's like a personal, like you just do not like them?
A personal.
You hate make content on them.
No.
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 Yeah, I agree. I don't have like any like, I mean, I feel like it got a little bit there with the Ace family at one point when they started assisting me.
Oh, I hate Ruby.
I was just like,
what the
oh,
heck?
God, they like drove me crazy
a
little bit.
And Jody.
Yeah, I know.
That's one to hate.
Yeah. They cease and desist at us both, right? That's how we kind of connected.
Her photographer tried to cease and desist.
Was it the same thing I got?
Tried to cease and desist me.
It wasn't the same thing.
It wasn't
like,
the
Ian
same,
Duff
no.
Got? No. So I'm really glad that you came onto my podcast because, like, this is huge news. Like, do you have – I mean, it's huge. It's going to be
breaking news.
So, I mean, you are doing, like, a lot to prepare for this face reveal. Like, I know you've gotten a publicist and you
oh
are
– Oh, my God.
Like, doing it so officially.
Exposing me.
No, it's not bad, though, right? I don't think it's bad.
I don't think so. I needed help,
you
guys.
You need help. I mean, how do you
I
do this?
I couldn't do it on my own. Like I said, I was just – I was so scared to have it just, like, not look good. I needed the video to look so good. So I needed to have someone that was going to be like on my side, going with it through, like going through this whole thing with me, like a hand to hold, honestly, that was going to find like the best person to film it and coordinate like where we were going to film. Cause I'm not on camera. I've filmed stuff before. I could have totally filmed it. I have like a white background in my house. I have like a lot of stuff. I could have done it, but I didn't want to. I knew I would have been way too stressed. It's already just so stressful to think that I was breaking out like before we were filming it, just thinking, okay, like what am I gonna say? What are we gonna do? Like what are we gonna talk about in this video that I didn't want anything else to stress about? So I knew I had to hire people to help me with this video.
It's kind of like an accountability partner too. Like if you had to put it up to you, it's like, would you really all do it? I mean, it sounds so stressful, but if you got someone there,
I just
it's like-
don't think I would have done it if I did not have help on this video, it would not have happened because I knew I needed it to be perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So do you see yourself going on like a little like press tour now?
I would love to. I mean,
I want to see you on Just Trish.
Stop number one.
And you're bringing me because I need to go.
I would love to go on Trish's podcast, mostly because she did mention she was curious about who I was. I feel like I have so much that I would want to ask her.
Really?
Obviously, Trish has been through a lot. She's problematic, but she's like kind of in a new era. Would it be like a
Shane situation where you're going to like, you know, because you're ready for Shane. Are you going to like challenge Trisha? And like,
I feel like you have to a little bit. Trisha? But in like a nice way, though.
Now she's in her new personality.
Otherwise, she would like shut down and like walk away and be like frenemies thing.
Yeah.
And you can have that. But there's like things that there's a lot of people that don't like her still. And
yeah,
just because like I'm showing my face, I can be like buddy buddy with people. Like I have to like maintain true to mm-hmm. what I've always like said and always done and how I feel about people. And like obviously there's things in her past, but of course like I would love to hear what she has to say about that, because she did say she was curious about it, and I've made videos about her before and I've criticized her, so if she would be open to it, I'd be surprised, but I would be down.
To the podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you don't have to go in like guns blazing though.
No, I would not go in guns blazing. Oh my God. This is Trisha though. She does not like criticism.
I think she would just be like, oh my God, like, what are you doing? Like, you're in your 20s, you built this whole thing, like, you're doing it all. Like, I don't know, kind of like a Tana interaction.
You know, once you get into it, like, she talked about stuff with Jeff and she talked about stuff with Tana.
Yeah.
It's not like she would stray away entirely. She was open to talking about stuff about Jason. She talked about the vlog squad. I feel like she is open to talking about parts of her life. She's recently even talked about the time where she was going by different pronouns and when she was trans. And that was a whole controversy. And if she's willing to talk about that on her own and she's willing to talk about that with like Tana and Jeff and stuff, like, why wouldn't she talk about it with me?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Wait, so what are some other, like, podcasts you'd want to go on to?
I don't know. I feel like, let me go on BFFs or Plan Bree, because she had drama with Trisha, and I talked about it, and I was like, I like Brianna, but this is, that wasn't nice. But then I heard that Trisha did hear from her, and she, like, apologized privately or something like that. So I'm like, okay.
What about like Tana's podcast?
You go on that? I would definitely do canceled, but I don't know if I'd be like canceled.
Yeah. Have you met her?
No, I don't. I've never met her, but I was at her 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of weird, right?
And I saw her at like a Halloween party.
Was it a fun party? The birthday?
I think, yeah, it was fun.
Her 21st?
Yeah, her 21st. And
it probably was huge then, right?
It was massive.
Where was it?
It was at some random mansion that had been rented out.
Were you doing YouTube at that point?
No. That was before, I think, maybe, but I feel like it was like so early in the days then.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
What other, like, I mean, there's going to be like articles, like maybe you can get on like TV. Can you imagine if you do like a little like news broadcast?
How full circle.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what if TMZ invites you to be like on their show? You could be a correspondent.
No.
Would you? TMZ's below the...
I can't. No, my ex works there. I can't do that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, speaking of ex, last time you were on...
You filmed it. So dirty with this.
We filmed it so far in advance because I was like selling off the podcast and you were in a relationship and we talked a lot about it because I was with you.
Yeah, I was like, I'm so happy. I met this great guy. I've never been happier. Like, gassing him up. And then the episode comes out, we're broken up. And he texted me about it. Like, he was so excited to hear it because he like... really was excited to hear me talk about him.
Yeah.
I was like, that's interesting. But yeah, I said nice stuff.
Why'd you guys break up?
It just wasn't working out.
Actually, I remember he was kind of
it
like...
It was... you better not say. It just was not working out.
She was a sugar mama.
I hate you.
It's okay.
It just wasn't working out.
I took my ex to Hawaii a week before he cheated on me, so...
We
didn't you go to Hawaii?
Took
you took him to Hawaii too, and then
we did. We did go.
And guess who funded that? YouTube, AdSense.
I can't with you.
Are you like anticipating anyone like coming up to you now? Like, because people know. You know come up to me sometimes, and I'm
like I see it so much with you, but I would be like shocked to be like what?
Yeah,
like a foreign concept to me right now.
No, it's so like. It is still so weird sometimes because I was like, even I was at the airport just like 2 days ago and like, I went to the Chick-fil-A to get some chicken before my flight. And, like, the girl was, like, waving me down. So I was like, oh, okay. Like, the worker. And she was like, I love your videos. I was like, oh.
I was
you never
about
know
it
who's
it
watching.
I was thinking about it when I went to Disney, like, a couple weeks ago. Because I love going to Disney. Yeah. And my friends have passes, but sometimes I'll just go, like, by myself if they have work or something. Mm-hmm. And I only go for, like, a little bit. Because if there's, like, something that we really want that's the merch. Like, we are.
Yeah.
Disney adults, but like, you know, cool Disney adults, because people want to hate on Disney. Disney is fun, okay? And the food is good. And,
yeah.
Anyway, I went to Disney and I was waiting in the line for the Haunted Mansion ride. It was so long because they're doing Haunted Holiday. It's Nightmare Before Christmas theme.
See, the waiting, I can't do it.
But it's
Disney.
My favorite ride. So it was the only ride I was going to ride that day and I wanted to wait for it.
Yeah.
And I was just in the line and I was just like, if someone like recognized me, I don't know what I would do myself because I'm just sitting here, like, just standing, like, looking like whatever.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Because,
like, I just always think about, like, celebrities that, like, get caught off guard and it's just, like, the worst photos of them. I'm like, oh, I don't know what I would do. Like,
it's going to happen now. Would you, like, befriend some subscribers? Like, what if people reach out to you and they want to, like, hang out?
I don't know. That kind of scares me.
I hung out with some people in Florida when I lived
really?
There.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I made friends.
I don't know. I feel like that freaks me out.
They email you and they send their Instagram link.
Like,
you see if they're normal.
Like, that's so nice. Like, I love meeting people. But there's something about the, like, fan to, like, person that they watch.
Parasocial.
Like, relationship that, like, I'm like, there's no way that that's, like, proper, like, right or something. I don't know. You know, like, Colleen.
Yeah, I mean, it's different also if they, like, come up to you in person because, like, you know, like, Brock and William and all these people are friends of my life. Like, they all came up to me because they watched my videos.
Yeah.
And then we became friends because they're just, like, normal people.
That's so true. Gabe did say that he watched my videos and then we revealed to him.
Yeah, that was cute.
Which is fun.
Okay, well, we don't know when you're going to be, like, launching this.
No.
This is filmed on, like, what day? It's, like, the 11th? The 12th?
Yeah, right now we're thinking, like, it'll be, like, in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And then we'll post, like, a few days after so we can make sure your video gets its moment trending. So if you guys want to go in, so I'm not going to list your personal Instagram. They're going to have to dig for that.
I think I'm going to link it, though, like, in my, like, Instagram and stuff.
In your, like, link tree or something?
Yeah, I'll probably just put it, like, in the bio.
Anything else you want to add?
Mm-hmm. That's kind of it.
This is the beginning for Christy.
Check out my second channel, you guys. I feel like that's where I'll be posting more of, like, my face.
Yeah, you should definitely promote that during it, too.
Yeah,
like, maybe a pinned comment or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cute. Well, I'm so excited. I'm so proud of you. I've watched you go through this entire thing, and now we're on the other side. And
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's awesome. So congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, and I'll link everything below. So thank you, Spilly, Christy. for your presence and your reveal. And I'll see you guys in next week's episode. Bye, guys.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.